Welcome to Salcedo Paranormal. I am your host, James Salcedo, and tonight I am talking about paranormal patterns and talking about proof. As always, you can find all shows and social media links and other ways to contact me on the podcast page. Always happy to hear from you all, whether you have comments or questions or topic suggestions or stories of paranormal experiences, whether they're your own or from others that you trust. Happy to either read those or have you join me on the show to talk about them. Thank you all for listening, whether you are here for the live streams on Discord, or if you listen on the podcast or YouTube feeds, or on the Trouble Minds Radio Network, KUAP, Digital Broadcasting. There you can hear replays of 2 episodes of the show every night at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, right before Trouble Minds Radio comes on. And as always, I want to thank Michael Strange, a host of Trouble Minds Radio, for putting these shows up on the station and giving me a chance to be there. So if you'd like to support the show, there are some different ways to do that. You can always share the show with others and rate and review it on your favorite podcast platform. You can join the Patreon page, where there will usually be, whenever possible, one extra episode per month over there of True Paranormal Stories on the Web. And you can also just send one-time donations to PayPal. And help is never expected, but always appreciated, as there are always expenses in making these shows, from equipment to research materials to travel expenses in some cases. As you all know, part of why I was quiet for so long was I had to get a new computer and get all that, the settings on that adjusted, and had to get some help with that as well and get all that figured out. So just now sort of hoping to get back into a regular pattern here, regular schedule after this weekend. So I think that takes care of all of that. So this is going to be a short week of shows if you're listening to the podcast feed or YouTube feeds. Just because of my recording software, they're doing maintenance on it over the weekend that I'm recording this. So there's just going to be 2 shows that will be coming out in this next couple days. And then hopefully next Friday I can start my usual 6 shows per weekend recording schedule. But I thought for this couple of shows, it would be good to talk about a couple of things that have been on my mind a lot lately. Just based on, not directly, as far as I'm not going to say any names or do anything like that, because it's not nice and not right, I don't think. But just based on some things I've seen in social media over the last few weeks. So that's going to be 2 episodes here. This first one is about proof as it relates to the paranormal. So I went ahead and I made an outline using AI to help me sort of get through this topic here, because I probably could ramble on it, but I think it might be better and a little bit calmer, maybe, if I have an outline to go with. Otherwise, I might say some things I regret later. So getting to the document here. Let's see here. Click on that. Okay. So when it comes to the paranormal, and I basically put a question to Claude, the AI there. Why is it difficult to establish clear proof for the paranormal, supernatural, and or unexplained? And so it gave a list here of some points that I'm going to basically summarize here and then address as we go. Love to also, any of you there listening here live, if you have any comments or questions on this or thoughts on this, you're welcome to put them in the chat, and I'll read them out as soon as I can in the show. So the first point here it makes is that there's a lack of reproducibility. And we've heard this before, that the paranormal or ghosts or whatever, any kind of entities, whatever it is that's out there that is causing these seemingly random events, they don't act on command. They have their own sort of either, if it's a consciousness, then they have their own plans, their own motives. Or if it's not, then it could just be various environmental situations there causing things. But anyway, many reported paranormal experiences, it says here in the summary, are singular events that cannot be consistently replicated under controlled conditions, making it challenging to study them scientifically. And the controlled conditions thing, that is important because so often these things happen everywhere, from inside regular houses to offices to just factories to any place outside. I mean, this can apply to all the things that we talk about in the show here and other shows, ghosts, whatever they may be, aliens, whatever they may be, cryptids, whatever they may be. All these things that again, science, mainstream science says don't really exist. But next point here, it says subjectivity of experiences. Paranormal experiences are often highly subjective and personal, making it difficult to verify or validate them objectively. So I understand that. I think that's a point, but also that goes back to sort of not trusting what people say or think or experience. And I do agree you have to be somewhat skeptical, but also being so much so to where you're not willing to consider that this, whatever this is that happened, could have actually happened to someone, is also, I think, a dangerous sort of way to go forward. If you're not going to consider possibilities, then they're sort of closing off, limiting what you will take as any kind of new information into your view of things. So again, that's just my thoughts here, and this is all my thoughts based on the summary and everything. So I could be wrong about all this, but I do definitely have opinions on this as well. So or thoughts on this anyway. So going to the next point here, I lost my spot. Okay. Three, limitations of scientific methods. Current scientific methods and technologies may not be advanced enough to detect or measure the alleged forces or energies associated with paranormal phenomena. And I think that is accurate. I'm wondering how long that will be the case. I think that we're starting to see possibly just technology, more and more of that that's coming out that is supposedly able to pick up things. And then, of course, there's a whole debate on whether that's true or not. But I think that I really wonder if that will always be the case because of just how much technology is advancing, how much interest there is in the paranormal these days, even though there is still some stigma, which is actually the topic for the next show I'm going to do after this one. I wonder about that, how long that will last. If it will always last, is it that the paranormal can't ever be completely explained? I think that's also a possibility. I think that's, I have no idea what's going to happen with that. So, but I think that's a good point here to mention. Next one says, let's see here. Confounding variables. It says, in many cases, there may be alternative explanations for seemingly paranormal events, such as sensory illusions, misperceptions, or hoaxes, which can be difficult to rule out definitively. I would also include in that some electromagnetic fields that are generated by wires, by human-made electronics, can, from what I've heard, they give off energy, electromagnetic energy, and can either fuel paranormal activity or give the illusion of paranormal activity. So that is a very valid point there. And I think you have to sort of do your best whenever possible to try to rule things out before you sort of are sure that it's paranormal, unless there's other factors involved there. I think that's also something to consider. But Yeah, there's definitely, and we all have times where we think we see things and then we go back and really not sure that we really did. So not saying at all that humans, you know, the human mind isn't, or senses aren't, not saying at all that they're perfect, but also I don't think we should totally throw out what we pick up from those senses either. So moving on to the next one here. And this is, of course, important here. This was confirmation bias. It says, believers in the paranormal may be more likely to interpret ambiguous or unexplained events as evidence of the supernatural, while skeptics may dismiss the same events as having natural explanations. So again, that's pointing out the extremes that people can go to. And in some cases, it's somewhat understandable why they would go there for their own reasons and in different ways. Their worldviews, just what they've been through, just all those things, all those factors can play in. I do think that everyone reacts to the paranormal in different ways. And some of those ways are just to shut down to it, to not want to believe it exists or to engage with it at all because it's so confusing and or frightening and just goes against everything that some people believe about the nature of reality. So that's definitely the case. I think that's part of why I love the idea that I picked up really from listening to Troubled Minds, of taking in all these ideas and possibilities without sort of subscribing or getting stuck on any of them, and just seeing what plays out. And that's sort of my addition to that. But and taking in information as you go, and basing your thoughts and ideas of your own on that new information. So, but yeah, definitely. It goes both ways. That confirmation bias thing, I think, goes both ways. So, as it says there in the summary. Let me see here. Moving on to the next one here. Lack of consensus. There is no widely accepted definition of what constitutes proof of the paranormal, as different individuals and groups may have varying standards of evidence. And that is one of the things I've sort of been thinking about lately, is how some people can sort of pick up one thing or two things, audio or video or whatever, in a location, and they can be certain just on those things, not even anything else, that they've caught proof of a ghost or a spirit at a location. When really what they've caught is proof of, possibly, of unexplainable events. So, and it could be any number of things, whether it's a glitch in the camera or the recorder, or it could even be different kinds of entities that are not spirits of people that have passed. I go back to that all the time, where I used to think that's what ghosts were. And then the only other option at the time that I thought when I first started looking into all these things, was residual energy, just images and sounds of events past involving people. And those two were the only options. And now I think there's just a lot more variables as far as time anomalies, time and space anomalies. I mean, possibly even multidimensional and multi-universal anomalies. Just all these various things that we don't have figured out yet that could be causing the paranormal. So yeah, let me get back to the file here. I'm getting through these faster than I thought, but we'll just stick with this topic and do cover that next topic on the next show. Let me see here. The next one, it says philosophical and theological debates. It says the existence of paranormal and or supernatural phenomena is often intertwined with philosophical and theological questions about the nature of reality, consciousness, and the divine, which can lead to differing interpretations of alleged evidence. And that goes back to people's, each person's sort of what they've experienced and what they, how they think of the world. Again, going back to labels, ghosts, aliens, angels, demons, whatever other entities are out there. That's all. Some of those are words are more tied to religions than others, but they're still used by people for different things. So yeah, that's definitely another complicating factor there, I think. That is a valid point to talk about there. But also, I think we can all sort of take in the evidence of whatever paranormal is out there, whatever events are out there, entities or situations, and still use those different words just with understanding that we may be talking about the same things or maybe not, but still talk about these things and see what comes out of those conversations, I think that's a good way to go as well. So, but yeah, that's definitely, there's a lot. I mean, everyone has different experiences and different upbringings, and those can have effects on how they view everything, including the paranormal. So, let me see here. So that's basically the end of that. It says, the summary here says, due to these challenges, the scientific community generally maintains a high standard of evidence for accepting claims of paranormal or supernatural phenomena, requiring rigorous, repeatable, and independently verifiable evidence before considering such claims as proven. However, this high bar for proof continues to be a point of contention between believers and skeptics. And so that's where that summary ends there. And I think it's a good way to sort of bring all those points together and summarize it all. Again, pointing out the extremes on either side there. And so, yeah, that was certainly what I wanted to bring up, because I've seen so much online about basically how can anyone believe in anything paranormal, aliens or ghosts, when there's no real evidence. And yet there's people that say, well, I've caught evidence, I've caught things on cameras or audio recorders or whatever. But then, of course, the response to that is, well, then it must be fake. Because there's so much fakery out there as well. That is a major problem that I don't think is ever going to go away. I think the personal nature of experiences, I think that's the one thing I've come to really respect, is I'm not as interested in that evidence, in that supposed proof of whatever is going on. I'm more interested in people's own experiences with that and their thoughts on that and what it means to them, and just exchanging information about each other's experiences and seeing how that all plays off of each other and what we can learn from that. I've learned so much just from doing this show, whether it's from having people on to talk about their experiences, to finding accounts of experiences online, all over the web there. And I mean, that's one of my favorite things, is finding and sharing these experiences with everyone to see what you all think. And so that's why I always make sure I try to do at least 2 episodes of that per week. If it didn't take time to sort of to do all that digging, I may do more, but obviously you can only do what you can do. So, and the other things I think are important too, the book reviews and the looks into places themselves that are reported to have activity. I think they're all good. All 3 types of episodes that I've been doing recently, they're all good ways, different filters and different ways to look at this through. When trying to investigate this and learn what we can about it. So yeah, that's basically all I had for that. Again, looking forward to getting back to a full schedule next weekend. And so also I want to thank everyone that has ever been part of the show. I do want to thank a good friend that we recently, other friends and I recently lost, Rohan, for making the show what it has become, with all his help with all the audio and editing and everything. Always be missed, never be forgotten. And just wanted to put that in there. I couldn't figure out where I wanted to put that in the show, but I think this is a good place to do it. And definitely go back and check out the archives of the show, and you'll find a few different episodes where he was on, and I'm sure you'll agree that they are, and he is amazing. And so, yeah, just wanted to put that out there. Plans for the show, again, more true paranormal stories from the web. As always, definitely always looking for people to come on or to send in their stories of their experiences to share on the show, because it is amazing to find these stories online, but it's even more amazing when I can get them from people that I have some kind of contact with. And then, of course, the best way to do that, I think, in terms of a conversation, is to have people on the show. And we've done that with several people. And so I'd always be happy to do that again with anyone that wants to join me. And it doesn't have to be on the usual recording days, those recording nights, Fridays and Saturdays. If you really want to talk about your experiences on the show, just let me know and we'll work out the right day and time for both of us that we can do and record that. And that'll just be an extra show that I'll put out there. And so that's always something I want to keep reminding everyone. I've had a lot of great people that have done that have been on the show. And looking forward to doing that again, hopefully in the future. And so, yeah, please remember also to listen to the Troubled Minds Radio Network, KUAP, Digital Broadcasting. It's on all day, all night, and all kinds of great shows in there. Not even counting Troubled Minds, but just besides that, all throughout the day, there's shows from me and then from everyone else on the station. And even a couple that have been guests on the show. Again, Matt's Owl, Temple of the Owl, that's another great show. Jen, the Arcane Observer, has her own show on there. And I'm going to stop there because I'm going to leave out others if I do that, if I keep going. So I don't want to do that. But, and yeah, so that's basically it for this one. I hope you all enjoyed that. It was sort of difficult to figure out how I wanted to do it. I think the summary did help. And that's how I'm going to do the next show. So love to hear your thoughts on this and any other topic I cover on the show. You can always reach me through Discord or through my Gmail. And that's salcidoparanormal@gmail.com. And that's SALSIDO, paranormal@gmail.com. And happy to hear from you all and taking any comments or questions or topic suggestions, as I always say at the beginning of the shows, to see what we can do for future shows, special shows. So, again, thank you all for being here and being patient during these times when I've had to stop or slow down on making the shows. And talk to you all next time on Salcido Paranormal. Take care.